Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome and good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Happy midnight, happy 2 in the morning. Anytime that we can drink from our guide is a happy time, especially when he's talking about beautiful servants from our tradition. Currently, we're reading the story of Rabi al-Adawiyya. And this particular second chapter is almost an addendum to the first one in that he's letting us know what the accepted story is of her life, because there's many, many, many versions, as one can imagine, based on who's telling the story and what they want to get across. So we have many, many versions, but they all hold up a certain essential quality of a woman that we can probably feel mirrored within ourselves to some degree, inshallah. So let's begin with the Fatiha. We're reading now the 16th reading, and this is on page 81, in the middle of 81. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. I just happened to turn to the inside of the back page. And sometimes when that happens, it's good to just read. So I'm just going to read this a little hadith that many of us have heard before. Abu Huraira reported that a person came to Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and said, "Who among the people is most deserving of a fine treatment from my hand?" And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "Your mother." The person again said, "Then who is the next one?" He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "Again, it's your mother. Who deserves the best treatment from you?" And the person said, "Then who is the next one?" And he, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "Again, it's your mother." The person again said, "Then who?" And whereupon the Prophet said, "Then it is your father." And that's from a man whose mother died when he was, 4 years old? 6 years old? Page 81. Well, this is the quatrain of poetry that Rabia has written, leads into this reading. I have made you the companion of my heart, but my body is available to those who desire its company. And my body is friendly toward its guest. But the beloved of my heart is the guest of my soul. He is the only one, al-Wahid. We can say he's the rich, ya Allah al-Ghani. He's the great, al-Adhim, and the rich. And God let her be satisfied. He gave her love. And she started to give this light to all the people, especially the poor people and those who were suffering. And she gave them love, and she let the divine paradise of love appear to all people, because he is the complete food. Within Allah, the living, Al-Hayy, nothing can be in the right way just with Allah. You can find true love, pure love, if Allah will give it to you. You should give it to others to know him and to drink from his love. Who can live without love? Tell me, who can live without love? There is one condition, and it must be divine love, because you are a tree. You are a human being which is like a tree. Your source is like a tree. The head of this tree is in the sky, and this tree will perpetually give divine fruits to all people. Let others carry these fruits, this love, to let the eternal life continue. What is the reason for all the disasters and suffering you see now in the world? What is the reason for all these things and for wars? They happen because those people lost the divine love and they went to their human wars. And so they became beasts, they became animals. They eat the meat of each other. And this is exactly what happened between Hawa and Adam when they disobeyed Allah. They ate from the holy tree. Allah told them, "Leave the garden. I put you here to let you plant a good plant." Allah wants us to carry the divine message. This divine message is the source of life, pure, clean love. If a person tries to cheat or to be dishonest with this love, he will lose everything. You should keep this love holy. You should just go to Allah. He is the light of the skies and the air. Allah is light, is like a light in a glass. All this light comes from the tree of love. It's in the earth, and her branches reach high into the sky. Everything in this earth has a good fragrance. Everything will have this good fragrance, and everything will be happy. Everyone will be happy and satisfied if they have divine love. With this divine love, all people will be alive, and other trees will be planted, trees of peace and trees of freedom, trees of justice. This is what you need. This holy lady wanted to be a divine example, to transform her life and travel to Allah. Allah tested her. She passed through very hard times, but she told Allah, "I'm traveling to Allah." She started to emigrate to Allah by love, and she started to teach others how to reach the divine love. The first way for us is love. After love, love can produce peace. Love produces mercy if there is real love. If there isn't love, how can you come here and how can I talk to you? This is the will of Allah within you. Allah says, "Through love I created the human being from clay. So I created him from clay by love." And this is a divine matter. The beginning is not Rabia. The beginning is Bi, Kun. He created us in a perfect picture. Allah created you. After he created you, he told you. And after he told you, he gave you the secret. He gave you something that no one else can give you. He blew from his spirit within you. This is love. Have you ever received a greater secret than this? The child of Adam carried the message when he said, "Truly, we did offer the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they declined to bear it, were afraid of it. But the human being, both male and female, bore it." Quran 33:72. The first thing Allah did was to blow his spirit within this clay, and he ordered the angels to pray for this Adam. not for Adam's body, but for Allah, who manifested within this clay, within this body, and who carried the divine love. Thus, he says, he loves them, so they love him. Quran 5:54. He also says, but those who obey Allah's orders and keep away from what he has forbidden will be above them on the day of resurrection. We will let you see there is no cover between me and you. Quran 2:12 and At-Tasfir. When someone obeys Allah, Allah calls, I love this one. Through this all people will love him. This lover will plant the tree of love and the tree that gives the light. Allah is the divine light that covers all worlds by the order of Allah. And that light appeared in order to carry the message. And what is the message? Again, it is the message of love. This message will give you a peaceful mind. It will give you happiness, and if you stopped giving anyone this water, he would die. He would start screaming. The people are thirsty. They need the water. When you ask, why are you screaming? They'll say, oh, I lost my mother. And I lost what my mother gives me. I lost the love because my mother fed me love when I was a child. However, when I rose up and I was powerful and strong, I started to disobey her. You should be polite. You should go to her and give her pure love. If the human being loses love, I'm telling you, he will lose everything and his life will stop. Because of this, Allah says, you are between our eyes. Who will you love? You will love dunya, the lower world. You will love the human being. Love al-Baqi. Al-Baqi is one of Allah's names, the eternal one. Everything is from him. Everything is from his provision. Allah will be pleased with this love. He will be attached to this love. All of the prophets give, and all the prophets taught us about such love. All people around the world need love. And if you see a lot in the news about wars, criminals, and killers, they have lost the love. So they don't care about the happiness of others. People have lost their houses. They've lost their money. Why? Because the kings and the presidents run away from Allah. And they disobey him. Thus Allah told them, wait, I will let you see. I will not let you last forever. Those who took the love from the hearts of mothers and children took away love from the human being. And so people are like animals, not just like animals, but worse than animals. Sayyid Rabia taught divine love. She helped many poor people and many women and many men, and she taught them what the divine love is. She gave them life because, as I mentioned, without love, there is nothing. There's no life. And she was talking with Allah. Sayyid Rabia was talking to Allah when she said, I love you with two kinds of love. One, because I love the love. And the second kind is because you deserve it. I don't love you because I need money or the lower world. I love you because you send the love to me to be alive and to give it to others and to let others know love. The real servant will know what I mean. by this love. Rabia never married, nor did she have any children, but as she, may Allah be pleased with her, said, my peace is in solitude, but my beloved is always with me. Whenever I witness his beauty, he is my prayer niche, my mihrab. Toward him is my qibla. O healer of souls, the heart feeds upon its desire, and its striving towards union with you has healed my soul. You are my joy and my life to eternity. You are the source of my life, and from you came my ecstasy. I have separated myself from all created beings, for my hope is for union with you, and that is the goal of my searching. This is the truth. He speaks the truth. I hope to see all beloveds be the children of Rabia, the tree of the love, and to be the love for everyone, the tree of life. I am asking Allah to make you all become the divine mirror, and I'm sure of what I'm telling you. Allah says they want to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah will not allow anything except that his light will be perfected. Quran 9:32. They want to stop the light of Allah. They want to, but Allah will complete his light. You will see this light in all countries, and you will hear the divine song in every house, whether they accept it or not. Allah will complete his light. Not only did Rabia never marry, but she also never had a sheikh to guide and instruct her. She received everything that she knew directly from Allah, the Most High, without the intermediary of any sheikh. At about this time, she left Baghdad and returned to Basra, where she remained for many years until she finally traveled to Jerusalem, where she died and is buried. She, may Allah be pleased with her, had a long life in this material world, during which she continued to her last days to give of everything that Allah inspired her to give to all who loved her, because she was his special light for them all. And with that, we'll come to a close. This is on page 85. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.